That's right, that's right. F and Genius Podcast back again. And oh my gosh, we are super, super excited about this episode of the F and Genius Podcast because we are switching things up and we are about to talk about a television show, or a Disney Plus show, I should say. Something that we're super, super excited about. So, Matt, what is up, man?
What is going on, man? I've been waiting for this show to come out. This is, as you know, everybody's got guilty pleasures.
Yes. Yes, we do.
The Mighty Ducks has always been mine.
Yes.
You know, bad mood, need something happy and uplifting, something you can watch with the family. The Mighty Ducks has always been my go-to.
Agreed.
So I'm stoked for this.
And before we even get in the episode, I just want to say this is not a sponsored episode by Disney Plus. It's worth it. Disney Plus is completely worth it. I'm a paying customer. I think you're a paying customer. And again, not a paid sponsorship at all. We just absolutely like the content that they're producing right now. And again, like you just said, this is a hot take. For me, The Mighty Ducks 2 is my favorite of the Mighty Ducks trilogy. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's D2 all the way for me. The Mighty Ducks original, the first one, fantastic. It's damn near perfect. But for me, it's D2 all the way. That's my favorite one. So I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it is, but...
Well, but you've always had a thing for Keenan, right?
I have. I always had a thing for Keenan. I do.
See, so that's your D2.
Well, and I also had a thing for Gaffney the cat.
Oh, Gaffney the cat. The cat lady was badass, and the Iceland chick...
The Iceland chick was...
She's actually referred to as the Iceland chick. That's not inappropriate.
Maybe that's why I fell so hard for my wife, the warden, is because of Daphne the cat. I don't know. I kind of see a little parallels there, but I don't know. For me to compare my wife to Daphne the cat, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I could potentially get in a lot of trouble for that, but it doesn't matter. I'm happily married. So there you go. But let's get in the trailer.
And remember, when we make those comments, we are referring to when we were a lot younger.
Right. Exactly.
We're not making those comments now. We were young. These are movies from our childhood.
That's right.
Don't cancel us.
We just got canceled.
We're getting canceled.
We obviously can't play the video or the show and talk about it in real time. It is a podcast, but I really want to get into at least a trailer because we're going to talk through this trailer. It's only a couple minutes long. But let's get in. Let me click the trailer and let's talk about some of these really cool little moments here. We might pause during it, but let's get into this trailer real quick
If you want to watch the show and you're going to be upset if the show gets ruined for you,
too bad.
Just turn it off. Too bad, because we're talking about the entire episode.
Yes,
there will be spoilers. Like, absolutely. There's nothing I'm not gonna touch here. So
right, and it's really
either turn us off or get over it.
Exactly, and we're gonna break down every single episode. We decided in our quote unquote F and Genius meeting that we are gonna pick the Game Changers, and we're gonna break down every single episode. So you're going to get a lot of us for this, and we are going to continue with the movie reviews. This is a 10-part series. There's going to be 10 episodes, and we're going to break down every episode as best we can, as soon as we can. So Game Changers came out this Friday. It's already Monday. I've watched it twice. I don't know how many times you've watched it, but I'm in love with this show. So let's get into the trailer right now.
Hey, don't forget sunscreen.
You know we play indoors, right?
That's what SPF 15 is for. Come on, let's go. We're late.
The Ducks are a powerhouse organization.
I love the new logo, by the way.
So that's not a new logo.
Oh, it's not a new logo.
No. So it's different than the other logos.
Right.
But that forward-facing duck is very similar to the logo they used in
the cartoon.
Mighty Ducks, the animated series.
I knew that part, but I'm really into the not new logo then, but I'm into that logo. So right now in the trailer, the lead star of the show, the kid, it just got cut from the Ducks.
If you can't be great at hockey, don't bother.
Don't bother?
Mom, please.
Shouldn't kids be able to play sports for fun? Stephanie, you brought two private trainers to your kids' hockey.
We hate
practice.
Stephanie, by the way.
Oh, I'm a pediatric
Stephanie, I got a lot of things to say about Stephanie.
Out of here. The Ducks
in the first part of that trailer there, let's go ahead and pause that.
Uh-huh.
We've gone through a lot.
Yes.
Just up to that point. That's essentially the first few scenes of the show.
Yep.
We come in, and it's the Hendrix Hockey Pavilion.
Which is awesome.
Which is the sponsor for USA Hockey.
In D2.
Or the USA Ducks come the end of the movie. Alex at work. Stephanie's left a bunch of work for her.
Yeah.
We're already setting up Stephanie to be the adversary.
Yes.
Because Dan Ducksworth comes in to give her all this work that Stephanie's left for.
Whoa, wait a minute. Did I just get my mind blown real quick? That's Dan Ducksworth. His name was Ducksworth.
Dan Ducksworth. Ducksworth. She just refers to him as Dan. You go to IMDb, he's listed there. Dan Ducksworth. So she is a paralegal working for the same firm that Bombay was in the first movie.
Okay. So you went a little step by. I didn't know his name was Dan Ducksworth. So that was a little digging on your end. And that's why you're my go-to when it comes to some of this information. So I love that. Okay. Just brought a whole new element into the show that I was not aware of. I love that. Okay, great.
So we got Dan Ducksworth.
Yes.
Relative of Mr. Ducksworth, who became, you know, was Bombay's hero, wanted to be a partner, whatever, and ends up going against him. Dan comes in, says, hey, Stephanie left all this work for you. The twins, she took her twins to hockey because she's a great mom like that. And all Alex is trying to do is get the hell out of there to get her kid to hockey.
To hockey, which she loves everything about now, doing for her kid.
Right. So Alex, the single mom.
Yes.
Who's doing everything she can for her kid in hockey. Charlie, Mighty Ducks 1, single mom.
Parallel.
I mean, we already know what's going to happen here. We already know what Bombay's going after. Bombay likes single hockey moms. It's been proven.
That was
the whole basis of movie one.
He's got a type.
He does. He absolutely has a type.
Hockey moms.
Yep.
I want you to think about all the other kids who've been told that they're too small or too slow. They just want to get out there.
Love the goalie.
Is he doing a trick?
The new kid from Canada.
Start our own team. Look at this. Your first teammate.
I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Let's pause real quick. I just want to comment the fact that that is your spirit animal, Matt.
Oh, Nick, the podcast kid?
Yes.
He's got more charisma than I do. Like in his little 12 to 4, they're going to the 12 to 14 division, so somewhere between 12 and 14 that kid is.
Uh-huh.
I guess if they weren't already there, they have to be 12.
Yeah.
So anyway,
but I just want to say you have a podcast body.
Nick the Stick.
Yes, Nick the Stick.
Has more charisma than I do. But yes, we share a podcast body. For sure.
In order to be a team, you just have to have home
the Ice Palace. Coach.
What about Gordon Bombay?
Gordon Bombay?
Gordon Bombay.
I'm guessing you didn't see the sign. I hate hockey, and I don't like kids.
You run an ice rink.
Weird, huh?
I mean,
you're losers. We're not losers.
Did you not just see that? Do your job, arrest someone.
We both know you can make such a big difference.
So this, these kids. I love the Minnesota Gophers hoodie, by the way. Life
chasing hockey, and I have absolutely nothing to show for it.
You have us.
It's only going to get better.
Taken too much crap for too long.
Not where I thought I would be, but I'm trying to do something different here.
So good so far. This trailer is like got me warm and fuzzy. My pudding.
The true measure of a person is not in how many times they fall down.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
How many times they pick themselves back up.
You gotta make this happen for yourself.
Yes.
Guys, come on now. Don't get discouraged, okay? That's why we watch Game Tape, to get better.
It's like a master class. in sucking.
And there you go.
So that trailer goes through a lot more than we're going to hit today.
Right. I was just going to say, that trailer gave a lot. I mean, I'm already like super excited for more episodes based off of those little snips of what's to come.
And I'm excited for the things that I saw in there that I went, oh yeah, they totally ripped that off of another movie or another show, or because there is definitely stuff that they've just ripped off.
So I mean, I recognize the lead actor, the single mom. She's from Gilmore Girls. You pointed that out last night.
Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham.
She's Gilmore Girls. She was Lorelai Gilmore.
Okay. See, and I didn't watch that show. I have no recollection. I know of the show. I have no recollection. I ever watched it. I recognize her face, and I'm like, oh, she's somebody. So Gilmore Girls, there you go. I don't know what films she's been in, if any of them I have
Bad
seen.
Bad Santa.
Okay. Bad Santa. Yes. Thank
Bad
you.
Bad Santa's probably the biggest one I know her from.
Okay. Yes. She was really good looking in Bad Santa.
She's really good looking in everything she's done. And what I like is you have actors or actresses that you see in different things, and they bring some of that same persona to every role they play.
Yeah.
And she's one of them that really, you know, the smart mouth, the quippy kind of attitude. There's a point in this where she's calling different ice rinks to look for time. And the question that they get asked is it a beer league? And she says, is it a beer league? How dare you, sir? And her whole attitude, the language there, it took me back to Gilmore Girls. She has some of that same attitude in Bad Santa.
Yeah.
That's just her. She was in Red with Bruce Willis.
Yes. Okay.
And Helen Mirren, a bunch of people in that one. And there's just times in all of her roles where what I used to think was Lorelai Gilmore, I'm realizing is Lauren Graham.
Okay.
Like there's no way you see these different things in all her different roles if that's just not part of her.
Right. So, I mean, she's a phenomenal actor. I mean, I think she's, like you said, she's good looking. You know, she definitely has that vibe of, you know, a really, you know, mom, but yet you got to see past that, which is probably why Gordon Bombay's already like, oh yeah, I got to bag this one. But right. Can we also say something about Bombay or Emilio Estevez? Is he not just changing into his dad? After seeing him in this, I'm like, well, holy crap. Like, he's growing into his dad.
He looks just like Martin Sheen.
Yeah. He looks just like Martin Sheen.
When he comes off that Zamboni.
Right?
He is Martin Sheen.
He's Martin Sheen. He looks just like his dad. It's uncanny. But when he got off the Zamboni.
Real quick, I'm going to go back and fact check myself.
Okay.
It was not Lauren Graham in Red. It was Mary Louise Parker.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Fact checked. Nobody else has to do it for me.
Okay. We don't add us. We just did it ourselves.
Yep.
So right off the bat, you see this mom. She's trying hard to be a good mom to her son. Get her to hockey practice. She's got the adversary there, the Duxworth guy, and he's talking all about the other mom, how great she is, and their kids play for the exact same team that her son's trying to play for. And it just, you know, you're just rooting for this woman already. You're rooting for her to be a good mom. You're rooting for her and her son immediately. And I love that. The kid's trying his hardest in the tryout. And he's like, all right, the coach, who I already don't like the coach. He's a pompous, you know, they said his hair is a mullet, but he has blonde locks. And they keep showing him moving his hair in slow motion. They did that so well portraying him that I immediately was like, F that guy. Like, I don't like that guy. And he looks like Adam Banks. I thought it was Adam Banks when I first saw it. I was like, did they get Banks to come back and play the coach? That's what I thought.
But no, they could have never made Adam Banks that big a dick. They could have got some of those other kids.
Like one of the Hawks.
Maybe we find out it was one of the other Hawks.
Yeah.
But that's Dylan Playfair. He is from Letterkenny. TV show Letterkenny, and he plays a hockey player.
Okay.
So I thought that was a nice addition.
That's cool. That is actually really cool. But like I said, you know, immediately as a coach, you know, he makes a statement. Doesn't everybody have heart or something like that? He's like, no, I read that on the internet and I'm phasing that out.
Phasing it out.
I was like,
you can't measure heart.
You can't measure heart.
I just read that on the internet.
Yeah. I love that because what does everybody do on social media? They find a stupid quote and they post it on the internet and they tag it and they're like, this is who I am. Like, that's such a thing to do, you know? And the fact that he's like, yeah, I'm phasing it out. I'm like, oh, what a jerk. He saw something on the internet and made it look good, like a resume. Like, he got the job based off of that. Now he's like, yeah, I got the job, and now I can do what I want. So I really thought that was, like, a jerk move, and I was like, what a jerk. I hate this guy. But let's also talk about the hockey parents that are just also pompous asses. That are like, one girl said she has a college coach, or a college whatever.
A college counselor.
College counselor.
You don't get summer break anymore.
Yeah. Because
you should be doing hockey.
Hockey.
Camps and.
Yes.
Make sure you get protein. Make the snack schedule.
Yes. All of these things that you hear about. But now, as parents, you and I, you kind of are sitting, for me at least, I'm sitting on the fence. Like, I want to do everything I can for my daughter to have fun and be, yeah, you know, to have fun. And then on the other hand, I'm like, wait a minute. I do want to prepare her for, you know, anything, you know. So it was really kind of, I don't know how to say it, like, as a parent again, I'm like on the fence of, hey, I kind of like the way these guys are like trying to step up for their kids. But at the same time, like, oh, I want my kid to have a summer break. But oh, man, it was just really...
They just want their kids to be rich, successful assholes like the rest of them.
There you go.
The Ducks are the new Hawks.
Exactly. The Ducks That's are
exactly
the new Hawks.
What the Hawks were.
Yep.
Banks couldn't go play for the Ducks because he was a Hawk.
Right.
And he was, you know, pretty rich boy that couldn't go slum it. He was the cake eater.
Yes.
Couldn't go slum it with the Ducks.
I'm kind of sad that cake eater never went further as a actual, like...
I think we should bring it back.
I think we should too. I think we should start calling.
Let's bring
people.
It back.
Let's bring it back. Cake eater.
Yep.
I like it. But for me, I think that is a compliment. Like, oh, you know, hey, you're a cake eater. Yeah, I am.
Well, but for you, that's just a factual statement. You love cake.
I do. And the fact that in this,
it would just confuse you. You'd be like, yeah, like cake's delicious. Why? It is. What's wrong?
Can we just also talk about how Bombay is eating cake the entire first episode?
The entire time. But before that, on the ice, in the ice arena, it says the Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
I want to know when they became the Mighty Ducks, because I don't recall in any of the movies them being the Mighty Ducks.
No, they've always been the Ducks.
They were the District 5 Ducks.
Yes.
They were the USA Ducks.
Yes.
And they were the Eaton Hall Ducks.
Yes. No. They were the Eaton Hall Mighty Ducks. They did go Mighty
were they?
Ducks.
Okay.
They did.
They went Mighty Ducks then.
Yes.
Okay.
I do remember they are the Eaton Hall Mighty Ducks. I don't know. I want to say they referenced that in D3. That's what I do want to say that.
Okay. So fair enough.
I'll leave it at that. We're not going to fact
I'll
check
take
it.
It.
We're going to keep moving.
Yep,
so
I'll come back to you next time.
That sounds good. So far, the kid gets cut. And then the mom has a utter breakdown, a awesome breakdown where she just rips into this coach. And he, you know, again, says the whole, I'm phasing that out. And, you know, if you're not good at hockey by now, what are you doing? I mean, and because all these kids live in Minnesota, they live in Minnesota, you know. Here's another thing. I don't want to say that I am Minnesota at all, because I'm not. My wife is from Minnesota. There's a lot of family that I have. I visit Minnesota a lot. I never thought in my life that I would be visiting Minnesota as much as I do. And I now when I go back and watch the original Mighty Duck movies, I kind of feel like that looks more Minnesota than what Game Changers looks like. But again, that's 90s compared to 2021. But the way they depict Minnesota so far, I'm like, it just looked a lot colder in the original movies. And in this show, it doesn't look as cold. So maybe it's just taking place in a different time. I don't know. That's just little something that I saw. And, you know. But they're at least all wearing jackets.
So right. they have it's jackets cold. It's cold. They look cold.
It looked cold. So going on into that, the breakdown that the mom has. I love the fact that one of the kids records it. And she's sitting there recording the breakdown.
It's one of the twins. Stephanie's twins are assholes.
One of them.
You got the boy and the girl.
Right.
And.
But it wasn't one of the twins.
Girl records it.
It was.
Then the girls.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I don't think it was one of the twins that recorded it. Because I think one of the twins is the girl that is going to potentially jump over to the Ducks and Lee. Or,
no,
jump
that's
over.
Sophie.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
Sophie is the one that's going to jump. You have the boy and girl twins.
Okay.
That when he skates up to the side during the tryout, he says, "Hey, are we?" He looks at her and says, "Hey, are we still hanging out at your house?" And they're like, "Yeah, we got a hot tub," and he has to borrow a swimsuit.
Is that weird?
So we already know Evan's just awkward. He's just an awkward kid. He's Charlie Banks.
Yeah, he's Banks.
Or Charlie Conway, I mean.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Conway.
Yeah, Conway. He's Spazway.
Spazway. Yeah, oh, thank you. Good way. Good call. Yeah. Good call. So
one of her that records it. So okay. Stephanie's leaving work for Alex. She's talking smack about Alex and her bringing cheese puffs to practice for
who doesn't
snack,
love cheese puffs?
which offends me personally because cheese puffs are delicious.
I love
and I
cheese
think
puffs.
They're an amazing snack regardless of your physical activity level.
Bingo.
And then she records the rant and makes it go viral.
Viral within the school, yeah. Because everybody in the school has seen it. Even Bombay references it later on, which is really funny. All right, so we've gone to school. The kid's an outcast now. He got cut from the Ducks. He doesn't know what he's gonna do, and the mom is like, "You know what? I'm gonna build a team. I'm gonna build our own team, and we're gonna do this." And what's funny too is the kid, Nick the Stick. Right? Is his name Nick the Stick?
Yep.
He's sitting next door. He even references it in the very beginning. He's like, "Oh yeah, they're neighbors, but they're not Jewish, but they come over for Passover."
Right. There are non-Jewish guests at Passover.
Yeah, it's our non-Jewish
now,
guests.
Now Nick the Stick,
yes,
states he is running the number 2 youth hockey podcast in southeastern Minnesota.
Okay.
I want to know what the number 1 youth hockey podcast in southeastern Minnesota is.
Right?
Like, that's an awful descriptive explanation for what your podcast covers.
And wouldn't it be funny if one of the ex-Ducks is the number 1 podcast in there? So that could potentially present. It could be. Oh. That's a good one.
They've already announced there's going to be some cameos. And
yes.
On IMDb, we got 5 people from the original movies coming back.
I like the idea of Averman. I mean, they got to bring back Spazway. They got to bring back Conway. In my opinion, they have to.
I agree. I 100% agree, but there's no news of that yet.
See, and that's sad to me. Like, you got to have Conway. I mean, Banks, I'm pretty sure. What's Banks doing? And it has been rumored. We all know, or at least most people know, that the actor that played Goldberg has had a
lot. We're not
lot.
Getting Goldberg.
Well, he wants to. He's literally come out and said, I am, because he's been clean now for a while. He's been clean.
3 months is the last I saw. He's been clean for 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
But he's been in and out of jail. He's had a lot of problems.
Right. I don't think they would do it. Because it's just not up to 2021 standards. You got to be.
I don't think Disney will risk it.
I don't think they will either.
They
really
put
don't.
Him on the Mighty Ducks, and then you find out he died of an overdose, and you know they're.
Yeah.
You know they lose money, and you know Disney doesn't lose money on anything.
They don't lose money, and they will kick people out. Like, hey, you know,
yep.
We got rid of Gina real quick from Mandalorian. So, Can we just also say, though, that the kid that we're going to get to it. We're trying to get to it. We're just so all over the place with this episode based off excitement that the goalie that they found looks like Goldberg.
It's Goldberg 2.0. Coop 13, yeah. Jared Kubler is Goldberg 2.0.
He's 2.0 Goldberg.
Except it looks like he's going to be a decent goalie.
Yeah.
Like Goldberg and the cat lady had a baby and he's sitting down in his basement in his underwear playing video games. Like
That was one of the best scenes where they start throwing stuff at him and he has the reflexes and Nick the stick grabs the hammer too far.
Too far. Like, don't throw the hammer.
Don't throw the hammer. I was like, oh, there are so many good haha moments that I popped. Like the first night I watched it literally at midnight, Friday night. Midnight, Friday night. I just couldn't help myself. I was like, I'm going to watch this. It was in my bedroom and the warden was asleep. And there were moments while I was watching and I just outburst of laughter because it just had those moments, those ha-ha moments. It's so good. So good. So, all right, where did we leave off so far? We're trying to break this down as best we can and we're just getting completely sidetracked here. Mom says, let's build a team. She decides, hey, we're going to build a team. There's a few rules that you need to have a team. You have to have 7 players.
You have to have 6 players.
Thought it was 7.
Your own, a home rink.
Okay.
And a coach
and
over 21.
And a coach over 21. Yes. So she has 2 players. She's got the son and she's got
Nick
the stick. Nick the stick. So they're like, hey, you got to find some players here. She's like, so, all right. And you have to do it in 3 days. There's like 3 days to do it.
So she goes to run an errand for work.
Yep.
And it just happens to put her across the street from the Ice Palace.
Yes.
She goes into the Ice Palace. And that's where she meets the Minnesota Miracle Man.
Minnesota Miracle Man.
Gordon Bombay.
And she has no idea who Gordon Bombay is. Has no idea. Other than she sees a picture of him playing for the Waves.
Once she's up in the office.
Right, once she's up in the office.
So she goes to talk to him. He walks up to the hot dog girl. I think that's all they ever refer to her as.
Cocoa
the hot dog girl.
Cocoa girl.
The cocoa girl?
Yeah.
The cocoa girl at the hot dog bar.
Yes.
So she... He comes up and he says, there's a birthday party. He says, how old? She says, I don't know, 7 or 8. He goes, no, the cake, how old?
Yes.
Says, about 3 hours. And he grabs a fork and the rest of the birthday cake from the kid's birthday party and just walks off.
That was one of my pops. I was like, I started laughing because that I have done this before. This is something that I've done in my life. I have taken cake that has not been eaten at a friend's or cousin's birthday party. I'm like, all right, this is mine now. Right. So, yes. They go up to the office and he's like, and you said this. He makes a reference and you heard this in the trailer. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
And that's the first movie.
And he even
says what he tells the kids when he gets out of the limo on the ice.
Yep. To their face.
Mm-hmm. And one of them goes, is that supposed to be a pep talk?
Pep talk.
So now here we are, however many years later.
And he also said the funniest
thing.
Hates
hockey.
Yep. One of the funny things is, you know how hard it is to find that on a sign? I tried.
So now I want that sign. For my basement.
For your basement. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
And I don't like kids. I have to have that sign.
You know they're going to make that. For my basement. Somebody's going to make that.
I'm sure it's already out there. And if not, I'll have it custom made.
Oh, custom made. Yeah, exactly. I hate hockey and I don't
like
kids.
With the Ducks logo.
With the Ducks. Yes. Make
we're
it
too. Make this happen.
We're going to, yes, make it happen. I need one. You need one. And I love it. That's what we're going to do. So we go forward. And now he's like, look, didn't you see the sign? No hockey. I don't know how we're going to survive. I can barely afford to keep the ice frozen. And she goes, hey, I've got money. There's a surplus unused for a team, which I can't even believe that's a thing.
The government just has unused money for youth hockey.
Yeah. When she says that, I'm like, what? Who does? So she writes down a number on a notepad. He looks at it and goes, okay, you got the rink. So apparently, it's a pretty good sum of money. So there you go. So he's like, yeah, we can make something work. So now they've got a few players. They've got a rink, and they still don't have a coach. And boom, it goes on to the kids trying to find the kids in school trying to find players. So we've been introduced to Sam, who's – I like Sam. I think Sam is so cool. He's a skateboarder. He's skating straight into the snack bar machine, slams into it, and they're like, Sam, you ever think about playing hockey? He goes, nah, I'm not a sports guy, and I don't like rules. He's like, but you're good. And he's like, yeah, but you dare me to do something, you got to do it. Got to do it. So I already saw like, oh, I know what's going to happen here. You kind of saw that one. You saw that one happening immediately. Yeah. You also saw the nerdy girl who likes Dungeons and Dragons. So we saw that, and that was going to be, you know, I kind of saw her joining the team somewhere down the road, and we knew Coop 13. You know, we got introduced to him pretty quick, playing video games, and you know he's the goalie. Let's get into the meeting.
Before we go there, Nick?
Yes.
During the initial recruitment process, this guy's charisma, this guy, the balls on this kid, like okay. Giant brass balls on this kid.
Okay.
He walks up to the popular girl's table.
Oh, yes.
And he puts his tray down and basically says, hey, ladies, we got a hockey team. You interested?
Yeah, right.
And they just turn up their nose. The head girl, the head mean, I assume they're the stereotypical mean girls.
Yes.
The head girl's like, no, I think we're good. And he's just like, all right. And picks up his trays and leaves. And he's calm, cool, collective, like
never phased.
Yeah.
They rejected him. And he's just like, just, okay, thanks. Bye.
I just didn't veins full of ice. Just.
I big never,
old brass ones on this. Kid.
I never saw it that way. And I'm glad you said that because that's holy moly. You're right, man. That kid is like straight up. Wow. That's a champion right there. Nick Stick champion. So let's get into the kid they meet off the bat. I think his name's Riley. He's Riley. And they see this kid. He's moving in across the street. He jumps out.
Is that him? That's interesting because Coach O'Reilly was the coach from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
So Kiefer O'Reilly plays Riley. So, yes.
So he gets out of the truck. He's wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey. He's got long flowing hair and he pulls out a bag with $900 ice skates. And
every movie, they their jaws drop.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I know I'm excited.
We both are. It's all good.
So I'm sorry. I don't know how this is going to turn out, me talking over you and everything, but I just like I'm on one this morning, man. Their jaws drop every movie you've ever seen where that hot girl gets out of the car and her hair's blowing and the music hits, you know, Transformers with Megan Fox.
Yep.
You know, every movie that's ever happened in, that's what happens when this dude steps around that moving truck.
Right.
And these kids just lose it. Like, they are in love with this kid.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, they're like, $900 skates right there. This kid, you know, and they ask him, like, hey, you play hockey? Oh, I've been known to hit the ice, blah, 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 you know, like, nonchalant. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I was rused on this one because I'm like, there's their banks.
Exactly.
I thought this was going to be their banks. He was going to hit the ice, play amazing, and then he was going to be recruited over to the Ducks. That's what I thought, that they were going to pick him from the Ducks and maybe trade their worst kid to them, and that was going to be the clash. That's what I thought. I'm like, oh, that's what's going to happen. They're going to get that kid, and they're going to pick him and put him in the Ducks, and that's going to be the Banks rivalry. And then down the road, he'll join, and, you know, almost like Cobra Kai. You know, it was going to be that Cobra Kai move that I thought, because there's the Hawk is the guy that, you know, left. Anyway, that's on a different show. But some people will get that reference. But anyway, I was rused because they introduce this kid into the rink to play, and he steps on the ice and he cannot skate. And his exact words are, "Oh, by the way, I really suck." I was like, that was another ha-ha moment for me where I burst out and belly laughed. Like, oh my gosh, that's funny. Because the kid...
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, because the other kids is like, I'm done. I'm out. I can't do it. Evan's like, I'm done. I gotta go. It was just such a good moment where, you thought he was going to be a Banks, and he was just not worth anything. So so far we got three kids. That's when Evan at his school has the big speech, which again, Evan, Nick the Stick, these two kids are just braver than any, like the amount of bravery in these kids.
Yeah, it all came because of a Coach Bombay pep talk.
Yes, it was a Bombay pep talk. Real quick. I gotta say this. I love the grapes reference. Grapes.
Before the grape reference, yes. What I love is Evan goes upstairs, and by the way, Alex is gonna be an oversharer. That's just her personality.
Yes.
She meets Bombay. She starts telling him about a childhood ice skating routine.
Yes.
She's with a girl that made her hot cocoa, and she's talking all about, you know, being a single mom and all this. Like,
yes,
you stop at a crosswalk. You know, if there's a don't walk sign and you end up next to this girl, you're going to find out everything about her.
Yeah.
She just tells everybody anything.
Yes.
So Evan comes up and he sits down and he's done. And Bombay walks in.
Yes.
With another kid's birthday cake.
Still eating cake.
He's still eating cake.
Yes.
And he talks about how she needs to let him go. Like, she needs to let him be a man. He'll never be a man if she doesn't let him go. And he says, you probably still cut his grapes. She goes, I don't have to answer to somebody eating a birthday cake.
Yep.
She said, how's that Wreck-It Ralph birthday cake anyway? And he says, well, you know, kind of dry on the outside and soft in the middle, kind of like Ralph himself.
Yep.
Which I loved. That was a great.
Oh, I didn't even
get that reference.
Reference to Ralph Disney. Got it. Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. So then he says, she cuts your grapes, doesn't she?
You don't. And have
she
to
looks
that.
At him. Looks at the kid. You don't have to answer that.
And he says, she cuts my grapes.
Yeah. I don't want him to choke.
I don't want him to choke. So real quick, personal story here. What's so funny about that for me is I love grapes. I've always eaten grapes. Love them. I'm a knucklehead. I have a thing. And again, this is going to sound terrible. I don't care. I have a thing where I shove as many grapes in my mouth as possible. I don't care.
Heard that about you.
Yeah, there you go. So I will eat as many grapes and put them in my mouth as possible. And I'll make the warden watch. And she's just like, you're going to choke. You're going to choke. You're going to choke. So let's fast forward. We have our four-year-old. And I terrible parent here, if you want to say. I don't care. I don't cut Boog's grapes. I don't. I eat grapes with Boog. We eat grapes. The warden, on the other hand, cuts the grapes in half. My mother-in-law, adamant, you have to cut your grapes in half. I just laugh because I'm like, no, doggone it. You should be smart enough to be able to eat grapes.
Yeah, just chew.
Just chew.
Just teach your kid to chew.
Teach your kid to chew.
When my kids were little, were littler, they're still little.
Yes.
I mean, they're only, God, they're all going on five now, all three of them,
All three of them, yep.
Getting close.
Two months older than mine.
Yep. So, we used to cut grapes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, chew.
Chew them.
It's just how it works. You have food and you chew your food. So
that's just my personal story. And that's why I popped so much for the grape reference. So that was that. So now the kid after Bombay's speech goes to school. And again, Evan, Nick, they are just having these. They're strong kids. They're strong kids. They're awkward, but they're strong. So he drops the tray. Another pop moment. He takes Nick's tray. Drops the tray, and Nick just says it in such a calm demeanor. He's not mad, he's not sad, he just goes, "My pudding." And again, the way he says it, tray drops, boom, "My pudding." I popped. I'm still laughing at it, but that's the way it is. And he has this big speech and he's like, "Hey, look, we're starting a hockey team. We're not gonna be good. You were the misfits. I'm not popular anymore. It sucks to feel this way. But is there anybody else in this cafeteria right now that even a little bit feels the same way I do? And if you do, would you like to join my team?" And that's when Nerdy Girl steps up. She's like, "I want to do it." And I have a little bit of inner rage in me. And I'm like, "Sweet." And then she says, "I have nunchucks." And says, "Do not bring those to practice." Again, aha moment. Just out of nowhere. She's like, "I want to play hockey. I feel that way. I have inner rage and I have nunchucks. Don't bring those to practice." Then the other popular girl, Maya, she sits up from the table because she's been sitting with the popular girls. And she's like, "I feel that way all the time. I don't feel like I fit in. I feel like I'm trying too hard to fit in. I want to play your team." But she leans into the really popular girl and says, "But is that okay?" And as sarcastically as possible, the girl says, "Yeah, go." So you can kind of see the inner turmoil there. So she's going to go join the team. They look over to Sam. "Sam, I dare you to join the team." Of course, Sam says, "Never turn down a dare." He's in. And then one of the twins, you called it, one of the twins from the Mighty Ducks sits up and says, "I am just going to throw my bottle away." Throws it. And that's when, boom, Cube 13 stands up, catches it, and is like, "I don't like that. Don't be rude. You got yourself a wall." I was like, "Nice." So there you have it. Now you have a team of misfits and they're ready, gung-ho, ready to go. And then we go into the announcement for the league. All the teams are there. They introduce the Bears. What I really love too is you see in all the team names, you see the Hawks. The Hawks are still there. And I love that. That the Hawks are still a part of this division, District 5, I'm hoping.
The Bears, the Hawks, and Cardinals were all there in the beginning.
Yes, yes. And I love that. And so that's really fun. I will say the one thing I don't like, and that is when they announce the name, they're the Don't Bothers. I really thought that was I didn't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that they're called the Don't Bothers. And here's why. It's the movie The Benchwarmers. Good movie. But I feel like it's a very close reference to Benchwarmers duo Don't Bothers. I don't like it. I think they could have been called something other. Like, it would have been funny if they would have done something like, "Hey, we're the Koalas." Like, wait, what? Like, that would have been better, in my opinion.
Like, yeah, like Coob comes up with something, or Sam out of the blue, somebody shouts from the back and they're like, "Okay, sure, let's go with that." But
yeah,
I thought the Don't Bothers was pretty weak, uncreative.
Yeah.
Evan then says, "But it won't be for long because we're coming for your name. So, like, are we looking for, you know, episode 10 state championship? They beat the Ducks and they become the Ducks and we get the Ducks back? Like,
yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen there, but then they try to do the flying V.
Oh, yes.
And yes. We find out not a single one of them except for Evan can skate.
I like the popular girl. She's skating. She's like, oops, sorry. I like the red. And then the coach makes the Coach T makes a reference. Is that a football helmet? Yep. One of the girls is wearing a helmet from horseback riding. I don't know if you saw that.
And Nick's got his bicycle helmet on.
Yes, bicycle helmet's there. I think the only two that were in, like, actual hockey gear was Evan and the Canadian kid from Toronto. They're the only two that had like actual gear on. And then they show the video. Oh, by the way, this is all full contact, full body checks, full, you know, all of it. And it's encouraged. And I'm like, oh, man. This is, and all, you know, all the kids are looking up at the video and they're like, you know, the big gulps, gulp, you know, like worried. But hey, there it is. There's our team. There's our premise. And they announced also the Evan asked his mom to coach. So she's going to be the coach. And again, they're the don't bothers. So
they're the don't bothers. And then it's after that that they end up back at the Ice Palace, right?
Yes. Then they had no. And that's when Alex has her fun skate where she danced to Whitney Houston.
So we walk in. Bombay's sitting there eating pizza.
Yep.
And so kids go down to the ice.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, so you got that check?
Yeah, exactly. That was such a jerk move right there. Like, not a hey, how'd it go? Nick, got the check? So, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Then he says, well, we've got to see you skate.
Yes.
It's a liability. So he gets her on the ice, and he turns on Whitney Houston. Was it Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston.
In the beginning, when they first met, she talks about Whitney Houston and how she did a whole dance ice routine to Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And he turns on the music, and he just sits up in the stands, and he's basically just hitting on her.
I thought so, too.
That's how I took that.
I thought that, too. Like, he's hitting on her. Yep. Okay.
You know, vulnerable single mom, your kid needs help.
Yep.
Here comes Gordon Bombay to save the day.
Yep. And he does. He hits on her. I took it that way, too. He's hitting on her. All the kids are cheering her on. Is that your mom? Yeah. Go, mom. You know, they're all doing their thing.
And then Nick's sitting there, and he says, she looks good. And there was just enough that I couldn't tell if he was complimenting her ice skating routine.
Or saying,
or if he was saying,
your mom's hot.
Dude, your mom's hot.
I felt the same way, man. Like, in those moments, I'm like, what's going on here?
Right.
Oh, man. I mean, this show has me so excited. And I was talking to the warden about this, and I said, I don't know if it's good or bad right now at the fact that I am so excited for this show. And it's definitely, I don't know if this show is targeted for us or if it truly is targeted for a new generation. Obviously, it's targeted for a new generation because we didn't have streaming services, you know, in the 90s. We literally waited for we saw Mighty Ducks 1. Wow. Mighty Ducks 2 announced to be in theaters. Wow. Oh, and here it comes. Mighty Ducks 3 in theaters. Again, wow. And, you know, that's what we had. We had VHS tapes. I had them on VHS. I watched them. Those were our movies. They were exciting. They were fun to watch. And fast forward, we're parents. We're adults. We got kids. And I don't know who's more excited. A new generation that are now watching this on Disney Plus because they're like, ooh, new show on Disney Plus. And now they're figuring out, oh, wow, let me go back and watch these old movies and discovering Tag Team back in, you know, from D2. They're discovering old hip hop, you know, and I'm watching the new Kenan show right now, which is actually pretty good. And, you know, those things are just, it's so funny. And this show I'm just so excited for. And like I said, I was telling the warden that, like, I don't know if there is going to be a new generation that understands how much value is in this movie or the show like we do, you know, because you just got done breaking it down. Like, you know, I didn't even see that Nick and Evan, or at least more so Nick, has that wherewithal and that bravery to come up to the popular girls and be like, hey, join our team. Nope. Okay. Bye. Like, I didn't notice that. So hopefully people are picking up on that. You know, hopefully kids are picking up on that. There is a new generation that's picking up on these types of things in a culture of anti-bullies, you know, in a culture of you know, getting away from the the screen. So I don't know. Are you on the same page here? Do you understand? Is this show for us or is it for them? Is what I'm trying to get at. What do you think?
I think this show is for us.
Okay.
I think this show, the nostalgia of this show, what they're doing with it, I think this show was aimed at us. Disney knew we were going to be watching this.
Okay.
But I've made my kids watch Mighty Ducks 1, 2, and 3. They may be doing something else. They may be playing games, playing with their toys, but I've put it on. So I put it on and they're like, oh, we're watching the Mighty Ducks again. So when I put the show on, they knew what this show is. But, you know, it's always been about anti-bullying, about standing up for yourself, about those have always been the themes of that show. And I think especially with Nick, it's like, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you have a podcast body. You want to walk up to somebody and talk to them. Yeah. You can do it. You shouldn't have to worry about it. You shouldn't have to be ashamed. You want to airdrop the entire cafeteria a message about a new hockey team.
And he did it.
Like, who the hell does that?
Right.
Nick the Stick. That's it. You know?
Nick the Stick.
And then, but you also notice some of the insecurities. Sophie is going to end up on, she's the one hitting golf balls off the road cones.
Yeah.
She's going to end up on the team. You know, so you're going to see that my parents are pushing me to do this, but this is what I really want. I need to be a kid. And you see it in the cafeteria scene. She starts to stand up before one of the twins stands up to be a jerk.
Right.
She's starting to stand up. And in the poster, you see her with the Ducks. So they've already given away that she's going to be a Duck.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I want to see what's going to happen with her, because is it going to be her that's going to be potentially the, I'm not going to say love interest, but, you know, there's always an element of a girl. Is it going to be her or is it going to be one of his teammates? You know, who's it going to be? Who's going to be the one that Evan or Nick, you know, kind of has an interest in? Because Evan's already got an interest in the Sophie girl.
Yeah, I think it's going to be him and I think it's going to be him and Sophie.
Think so?
They're good friends. When he comes to practice, she's excited to see him.
Yeah.
You know, she consoles. She says how sorry she is that
she's going to be the Banks. She's going to be the Banks.
You know, I think that's what she's going to be the Banks.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be the love interest of Charlie, which Charlie really only had the love interest in
D3.
Yep.
Because you're right. The love portion of it was between Bombay and the mom.
It was Bombay and the mom. Bombay and Iceland.
No, because it was teacher. It was Bombay and the teacher.
Oh, the teacher. That's right.
He had the interest in Iceland, but it was a ruse for Iceland to learn about the Ducks.
Right. And then the third one was when, and you always had Connie and Guy.
Yeah, Connie and Guy.
That's what
else
you had. They were always together.
They were always together. Yeah, Connie and Guy. Which,
so I'm interested to see what their relationship is now, because they're both slated to be in Game Changers.
Are they going to be together? Did they did
or did they go love off and get married and pop out a bunch of little ducks? What
right.
what
did,
happened?
Did their love manifest into forever, like we all hope for Connie and Guy? And then I want to see Averman. I loved Averman. I mean, again, I was a Texan, you know, and that's my guy. Averman was my guy. I loved Averman. Or not Averman. I'm not Averman. Who was the guy that played from Texas? That was
That wasn't till D2. That was D2. What was his Cowboy name?
Gosh. Averman was always there.
Averman was the one that wouldn't shut up.
Right. Averman never shut up.
They're sitting at the game. He's going, hey, better, better, hey, better, better.
Yep.
And Bombay goes, it's hockey. There's no batter.
There's no batter.
Hey, goalie, goalie. Hey, yeah, goalie, goalie. Hey, goalie,
goalie. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm trying to find. I wonder if Portman's not going to be in there. You know, we got to have Portman potentially.
Dean Portman. I mean, you're getting Fulton back.
We are getting Fulton back.
We're getting Averman, Kenny Wu.
Kenny Wu. Okay.
Fulton, Connie and Gee.
Okay.
Those are the five we're getting back.
And I don't think we're going to get Luis Mendoza, and that's sad, but, you know, he didn't come back for the Sandlot. He did not come back for Sandlot. And he was supposed to come back and do, like, a little Sandlot thing when they did the reunion for, like, the 20-some anniversary. He did not come back.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm having trouble finding out who our guy was from D2, who was our cowboy in the cast.
Was that cowboy Dwayne?
Dwayne. He was Dwayne.
So, yes. And if we get anybody back.
Dwayne was my guy.
I want it to be Keenan and the Knuckle Puck.
And the Knuckle Puck.
The Knuckle Puck. He was my favorite character in D2, I think. Like, getting Kenny Wu is cool, but I want Russ. I want Kenan Thompson. I want him in Game Changers.
What about our guy that was in the original one? He went on to be in All That in Nickelodeon. He was Pete and Pete. Danny Tamborelli. He was an original duck. People forget that one.
Who did he play? Was he the...
He was the younger brother to...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was the younger brother to the girl that...
If you're to the figure skater.
Yep.
Yep. If I have to figure skate, you're going to play hockey.
Exactly. If I'm going to figure... Yep. There it is. So, man,
there's a lot of room for them to do a lot of things with this.
And I don't think this is going to be a show that's going to be a one-off, one season. I think they're going to do multiple seasons. I think this has got to be something that they could definitely, you know, capitalize on and go, hey, let's give this. I mean, give it three seasons, just like they did with the movies. Give them three seasons. Why not?
The way Cobra Kai keeps doing it. There's so much you can bring back.
Yeah.
So now Bombay is back. We have to find out. Why Bombay fell? Why does he hate hockey again? Why is he not associated with Hendrix? He went off to be a lawyer. Like, he was off in D3. He was off living his life. He was representing these kids. So he was still...
He was representing USA Hockey and Hendrix. He was working for Hendrix.
But then in D3, when they needed a lawyer because the school was going to cancel their contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Bombay to the rescue.
That got his education from that school. That you know, he made those references.
He got Dean Portman back. Yep. So how did he get to just be running this rundown rink, stealing birthday cake?
Yeah.
Just hating hockey. Not liking kids again. What happened?
Right.
There's going to be references to Hans. There's so many.
There's
got to
be references to Hans. Hans, Jans, Pfeffer, and eggs. I mean, we can go on and on.
His Hans, Pfeffer, and eggs. Yep. The famous.
I love the line, too. He's like, I hope he's paying you more than he paid me. You got paid? Oh, man.
So there's so many things they can go down. They can do like Cobra Kai does, where they bring back different, you know, next season. Do they beat the hell out of the Ducks and then Coach O'Reilly shows up? Like, my mind's gone over so many things they can do, and I'm really excited for the rest of this season and to see where this goes next.
And I want
to
see if the Hawks are going to have any kind of, like, relevance. Like, the Hawks, I hope the Hawks are good, only because, like, the Hawks have to stay good.
Like, but I think they even changed their colors. So now they're blue and orange.
Right.
And so you've got the Ducks that are wearing the dark until the scrimmage, they're wearing the dark jerseys. They're wearing the
that purple,
you know,
is fire. I want a Ducks jersey so bad right now. I do. I'm most likely gonna have some kind of Mighty Ducks apparel soon. Real soon. because It brought back all the feels, man. All the feels. And I love every bit of it. So Well, that's episode one, man, of you know,
of the Game Changers.
Of Game Changers. And we'll like I said in the beginning, we're gonna break down every episode in this podcast. We're still gonna be doing our movie. We have Mortal Kombat coming up. We're still doing our homework on that. I have to say, Game Changers is totally outweighing the fun factor of what we're doing right now.
Oh yeah, they threw a big wrench in our plans. We had plans.
We had schedules.
We had in-depth programming meetings.
Yes, we did.
And then Game Changers just came through and just screwed it all up.
It changed the game.
In a good way.
It changed the game.
Oh no, you didn't.
I did.
That's just bad.
That's just lazy booking.
So
well, there you have it. We did it. F and Genius Podcast, Game Changers Edition. Rest assured, 10 episodes. This is episode one. We're going to hit every single episode. Matt, again, tell me how excited you are about this.
Dude, I am stoked. I'm ready. I'm ready for Friday. You know me. I don't watch shows until they're done so I can watch them all. And I am watching every episode of this every week. I'm looking forward to it. And that tells you how excited I am about it.
Completely agree with you, man. Every Friday, Game Changers until they stop it. Well, until next time, until the next episode of Game Changers. And then you'll hear Mortal Kombat. This is the man. I want to be like Nick the Stick, and I can't. I'm trying to find something to go with Russell, and I just can't do it. This is Russell with the F and Genius Podcast.
Russell the Hustle.
There you go. Russell the Hustle.
You got the Hustle?
I got the Hustle.
There you go.
There you go. And Matt with the Podcast Bod.
Yep, I got it. Me and my podcast body are going to go about my day.
That's right. And we are out of here.